All right, everybody. Hi, I'm San Francisco Mayor London Breed. Welcome to the Inner Sunset. A wonderful community, a place where you can shop, where you can dine, where you can hang out, where you can have a good time, and a place that's extremely close to Golden Gate Park and the Botanical Gardens. There's just, this is a special community. When I was supervisor for District 5, I represented this community. Now, this is a part of District 7. So lucky you, Supervisor Myrna Melgar, who is a biker, by the way. So why are we here? For the much anticipated automatic license plate readers that are going to be installed in 100 locations around the city with 400 cameras in order to help us continue the great work of addressing public safety in San Francisco. In fact, what we've seen in recent months and even all of 2023 has been a significant decline in crime in San Francisco. In fact, yes, 2023 was the lowest crime rate we've seen in 10 years, not including 2020 during our global pandemic where we had to shut the entire city down. So we should be proud of the work that we've done. And that trend is still happening this year. Already, we've seen a 32% reduction in property crime and a 16% reduction in overall violent crime. And that has a lot to do with the extraordinary work of so many of our public safety officials that are joining us here today, including our police chief, Bill Scott, and our district attorney, Brooke Jenkins. We appreciate all the amazing work that they're doing. But just because it seems like things are getting better and the numbers are helping to tell that story doesn't mean that we let up. We have to do everything we can to ensure safety. So when we're talking about car break-ins and car theft, when we're talking about sideshows and some of the other issues that have happened in our city, automatic license plate readers can play an invaluable role in helping us to track some of the perpetrators of these crimes and hold them accountable. This does not include speed cameras. It does not include facial recognition technology, but it will be useful for amber alerts, as well as sometimes some of our elderly people who may have dementia or Alzheimer's who might end up being missing. It will help us to find people as well. It's an extraordinary tool, and we are really grateful for that. But let me also say, because the voters passed Proposition E, I'm really excited about what that is going to mean for helping us with surveillance technology and drone technology. Well, you know how the police in Los Angeles, I think they used to use helicopters. Instead of helicopters, we'll be using drone technology to help us combat a lot of those issues as well. So there's so much here and so much to be excited about. And we are well on our way to continuing the efforts that we need to do to address public safety in San Francisco. And I'm really proud of this and excited about what this means for the future of public safety in our city. And to talk a little bit more about the police's role in helping us to address crime, and more importantly, how these automatic license plate readers will be useful, is our police chief, Bill Scott.
Good morning, and thank you, Mayor Breed. I'll just start with this. This is going to be a game changer. And I want to thank Mayor Breed for her leadership and so many others who helped us get to this point. You know, we got this grant and got approval in October, and here we are 6 months later to introduce that these cameras are up. And not only are they up, they're up and they're operable today. That is an amazing accomplishment. So today begins a new chapter for San Francisco in terms of our ability to fight crime. The city and county of San Francisco is the tech capital of the world, and now our officers have the technology that they need to better address the crime challenges in our city. And this is a very, very exciting thing. Over the next 3 months, these automated license plate readers will go up throughout our city, as Mayor Breed described. Over 400 cameras in 100 different locations, giving our officers incredible tools to catch criminals. This was all possible because the department secured a $15.3 million organized retail theft grant. But this grant does not limit us just to organized retail theft, because this will help us address all crimes, homicides, robberies, assaults, car break-ins, you name it. This will help us address all crimes. And thanks to Mayor Breed, this was an expedited process. And I know a lot of people had their hands in this. I want to give a special shout out to our Director of Crime Strategies, Ryan Cowell, for all his work in putting this together. Our Assistant Chief, David Lazar, our Deputy Chief, Julian Ng, and the Mayor's staff. I mean, this was a total team effort. So let me just end by saying a couple of things. This city is a family, and it takes multiple departments to really address the challenges in the city. The San Francisco Public Utilities Commission, SFMTA, our sheriff, who you'll hear from shortly, and our district attorney, we're all a team. And we're going to work as a team to address challenges, to continue to drive crime down, and now we have a very, very powerful set of tools to help do just that. Think about this. Over 70% of crime involve vehicles. Over 70% of crime involve vehicles. We have not had the ability to do what, starting today, we will have the ability to do, and that is track those vehicles when they're using crime, give our officers the advantage so we can catch people if they commit crimes in the city. And we hope this is going to be a deterrent, because San Francisco is a great city. We don't want people coming into our city committing crimes. We don't want people in our city committing crimes. And if they do, we want to make sure that we give our district attorney and her team the evidence that they need to successfully prosecute these cases. And we will be able to do that with this technology. Crime has been dropping steadily this year. And with this technology and our use of it, we think that that trend will continue, and we think it will be exponential. So I want to end by saying this. Again, thank you, Mayor Breed. Thank you, DA Jenkins. And thank you to the public. With your support, it has been a morale booster for our department. And we get often asked, you know, how are we going to increase our staffing shortages? People want to work for a department that has momentum. People want to work for a department that's supportive. And believe me, our officers feel that support. So thank you for everything that you're doing for us, to the public. And again, thank you, Mayor Breed, for your leadership. And with that, now we will hear from our district attorney, Brooke Jenkins.
Thank you, Chief Scott, and thank you, Mayor Breed. Today is a great day in San Francisco. It's an exciting day in San Francisco, because as law enforcement agencies, we are being given additional tools to make sure that we can keep San Francisco safe. The truth of the matter is, we have been far behind the times with respect to using technology to aid law enforcement investigations in this city. And there have been roadblocks for years that have prevented the San Francisco Police Department and other law enforcement agencies from being able to have the resources necessary to solve cases and to prosecute those who commit crime in our city. And this is a sign today that those days are over. We are moving forward as a city to make sure that people who commit crime in San Francisco not only are caught, but that when they are prosecuted, that they are convicted. And as the district attorney, I really want to stress the importance of the amount of evidence that we need in 2024 to prove that someone is guilty of a crime. Our jurors here in San Francisco want to be assured that if they are voting guilty in a case, that they are convicting the appropriate person who is culpable for that conduct. And a part of presenting them with adequate evidence is making sure that we have all of the technological resources to prove to them not only the conduct that was committed, but that we have charged the appropriate person who committed that conduct. These cameras are going to assist and aid in our ability in the courtroom to do just that. And so, again, I am very thankful to not only the state for providing the resources through the organized retail theft grant to be able to purchase these cameras, but I'm thankful to the city of San Francisco for finally making sure that this is something that happened today. Because at the end of the day, the way that we are going to solve the most pressing public safety issues in San Francisco, it's not just through arrest, it's through making sure that people are held accountable after that arrest in the courtroom. They have consequences, and the goal is that as that word spreads, that people will understand that they cannot do that here, that that functions as a deterrent to those who are thinking about coming here to rob our most vulnerable, to break into our cars, to commit theft in our stores, because now they understand we have the tools to catch them and to prosecute them. So again, I stand with everybody up here today smiling, because this is going to move our city forward with respect to making sure that we restore a sense of safety here. And at this time, I am going to turn it over to our Sheriff Paul Miyamoto.
Hi, good morning, everyone. To add to what's already been said by all of our partners in public safety, one of the best things to happen here is not just the partnership and the enhancement of that for our local authorities, but also the fact that we can share information at the state level with our regional partners. We're not an island here in San Francisco. We're connected to other counties. And as people commit crimes and move on our corridors, our traffic corridors, they move into different places. We always have had a problem with people coming here to commit crimes, as mentioned by the chief. One of these tools will help us and bridge us with the other regional assets at our disposal to really, really track and hold people accountable as they do types of crimes that bridge different counties. One other thing that it is very beneficial for is, as you can see, and as we talk about these cameras and actually look up and see them, we're not going to have officers out on the street every day to slow this traffic down, to have people obey traffic laws, just as the visible deterrent. The deterrent is not just about the work that we do, but it's also about having it out on the street in the public and making sure people stay safe. My kids just a few weeks ago were on this very corner selling things for their high school fundraiser. And to have traffic, to have people see things like this, to know with the information that we share with the public at press conferences like this, to know that we're out there keeping people safe, that's the most important thing. And we can't do that without the support of not just the community, but the people that help us with the budget, the people that help us with the money, and the people that help us with the process. And as the mayor mentioned, this whole system has been streamlined for us to get to this point. Some of the people that have assisted in that have been our district supervisors. And at this time, I'd like to introduce District Supervisor Myrner Melgar.
Thank you, Sheriff. I'll be brief. I just wanted to make a couple points. The first is that this is a really wonderful use of technology and an appropriate use of technology. And I want to thank the mayor so much for just being a leader in this. All of San Francisco, right here in Silicon Valley, could use this kind of initiative. It is cost effective, and it allows us to focus our staff, our wonderful police department, on what they do best. Strategy in being able to analyze when a wrong has been committed, rather than, you know, having folks be there all the time watching when wrongs are not being committed. So I am really grateful for that. But the second thing I wanted to say is I'm grateful that we are paying special attention to this corridor in this corner. As you can see, it's really busy. We have had our struggles with retail theft on this corridor, and it is super important. We have UCSF Parnassus right behind us and Golden Gate Park. So people come here, get off of our trains, and go to Golden Gate Park where the county fairgrounds is. And this corner is usually very, very busy. There have been hit and runs. There have been all kinds of things that having a camera here would be really, really helpful in making supporting safety and supporting the community feeling safe. So I am very grateful for the attention. I am so happy that we're moving forward with this kind of technology, and grateful for the partnership of the merchants and the folks in this community who are all supporting safety of all the members of the community. And with that, it is my pleasure to introduce somebody who has been a partner and continues to do the work every day, our chair of our Merchants Association, Susanna Weiss.
Thank you, Supervisor. As a member of the small business community, I am all too familiar that safety and security challenges, whether they're retail crime, smash and grabs, or broken storefront windows, continue to plague our small businesses that are simply trying to stay afloat and bring meaningful value to our city. So on behalf of my fellow merchants, I want to express my gratitude to the SFPD and all of the city partners who are represented here today for their hard work, their collaboration, and their dedication to keeping our community safe and for helping our community, our commercial corridors thrive. And finally, I'd like to thank Mayor Breed for her vision and her commitment to all of us who live, work, and care about San Francisco for implementing innovative solutions such as these cameras that can have lasting benefits for our community for years to come. And now I'd like to introduce Josh Thomas, who is the Senior Vice President of Policy and Communications from Flock Safety.
Hey, thanks, folks. Yeah, my name is Josh Thomas. I work for Flock Safety, and I wanted to just say real quickly that you know, as a company, we build hardware, we write software for the purpose of providing the objective evidence needed to solve crime. What you heard today is an incredible testament to this city moving all in the same direction. You heard this from the mayor, who I just want to give a tremendous thank you to the mayor and her administration. It's very easy for people to talk about wanting to do things. It's very difficult to execute those things. And you've seen the mayor deliver on her promises time and again. So thank you so much, Mayor, for continuing to do that for this city. I'm from the Bay Area. I was born here. I met my spouse in this city after college. We got married and our first apartment was literally just a couple blocks away. I really love this city and I love seeing everybody working together for the purposes of trying to keep it safe and doing it in a way that is respectful of the values of this city. You heard from Supervisor Melger. It's incredibly important that we have good policy to keep us in line and make sure that this technology is used safely and effectively. And that's what we're gonna do here. We're gonna give Chief Scott and his team the tools they need to capture the evidence necessary to solve more crime and continue to bring crime rates down. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you for welcoming us into San Francisco. And let's build safer communities together. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much, Josh. And I also like to acknowledge and welcome Supervisor Joe Longardio and thank him for his work and advocacy on this issue as well. Well, with that, make sure you guys go eat in this neighborhood at the various restaurants and just take in the sights. Ambiance is one of my favorite stores. If you need to buy a gift for a lady or a gentleman, you never know. Ambiance is a great place, but thank you all so much for coming.